Welcome to the Silver Gaia Hour. The goddesses are here to help guide and support others on their own personal journey, blending ancient ways with modern times. Goddesses are known for their love and compassion for others and the planet. We're coming together at this time during an important shift of consciousness. Here's your hosts, Bree and Stephanie.
Hi, and welcome to Silver Gaia Hour. Hey. Stephanie, how was your week?
Oh, my week was great.
Got
more of my house done. And
did you?
Yes, it was nice.
Yeah, I had an exciting night last night.
Oh, tell me about it, please.
So, I'm asleep, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I hear this, ow! Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
And I heard my husband saying he hit his nose, right? So I wake up this morning, and he gets up, and guess what?
What?
He was helping the dog on the bed, and he busts up his nose. And so it's all swollen on one side.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you should have went to the hospital. He goes, well, I've had bust up noses before, you know,
right,
from being in the military, right?
Okay.
And so I started thinking about it. I thought, well, has he been putting his nose into somebody else's business, right?
Right.
And I got a no on that. And then I was thinking really hard about it. And I thought, oh, he's to use the spiritual senses.
And what are those spiritual senses?
So like, hearing, paying attention to things.
Uh-huh.
You know? As like follow your nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
So, I was thinking about that on the way up, and then we started talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, you know, it does make sense. You know, so if we're following something, doing our journey,
mm-hmm,
and as long as we're doing it in love and laughter and having fun while we're doing it, then maybe my husband wouldn't have a screwed up nose right now.
So they will cause some pain to get you on the right path?
Of course.
Yeah? Oh.
Of course.
Right.
So, let me tell you something.
Right.
Guess who we got sitting here?
I know.
Diane Garris from the Love and Light community. She's going to be talking to us about her spiritual path she's been on lately.
Oh, great.
And so this is going to be really kind of controversial, but at the same time, it's going to be her truth.
Very affirming.
And that's what our whole objective to the show is, speaking your truth.
Mm-hmm. And sharing your experiences, for
right,
sure.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about connecting with your higher self.
I know, this is a great conversation to have today on Silver Gaia Hour.
Right.
Yeah.
So, a lot of people don't understand how to connect with your higher self. So I'm just
a lot of people don't even know what a higher self is.
So, yeah, it's the part that hasn't been on planet yet.
Right.
Of us. Or of consciousness, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, sometimes when I feel like I'm not here, which, you know, happens often with me, right?
Right. She leaves her body and comes back.
Too many times. And so I was just saying, I connect my physical body to my higher self.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do it?
I guess I don't ask. I guess it is a type of asking in my mind.
Right.
That, you know, I want to connect with my higher self.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that in a quiet place when I'm by myself.
So what about people that are hard to, that, you know, that leave their body at multidimensional travel, or someone like me and stuff? What would you suggest for them to do?
Well, I would ask you to explain that, because I think you have more experiences in that than I do, that I remember.
Right. That you remember, is right.
Yes.
So the one thing that I do is I put sea salt in water.
Mm-hmm.
And I take some crystals in around the bathtub with me, right?
Okay.
And I ground myself.
Mm-hmm.
And if I still can't get my mind quiet,
right,
then I grab a piece of moldavite or moldavite oil or something.
Because a lot of people have a hard time in meditation to quiet their mind.
Right.
Quiet their minds.
Right. And so once my mind is quiet, mm-hmm, then I can connect with the higher self.
What does someone do if their mind is still chatting to them? You know, they're still busy in their mind and they're not relaxing.
So the one thing they do is relaxation music. You know, some type of meditation music that, you know, that works for them.
Mm-hmm.
Or the other thing is you can just say, knock it off.
Right.
And that's what I've had to do a couple of times with me, is just stop my head from chattering.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I do too, Bree, is with my breathing.
Mm-hmm.
If my mind starts to wander, I know I have something to come back to. Like, okay, I'm supposed to be concentrating on my breathing right now. So I always come back to that when my mind starts wandering. But it's okay, you know, to have these thoughts that come in your head. It's just letting them go, letting them go through.
But could those thoughts be something really important that you're thinking at the same time?
Well, for sure. For sure. Some of them can be. Mm-hmm. That's the point of listening to your higher self, to hear those.
So what if some of that chattering is your higher self? We need to pay attention.
Well, yeah, you have to pay attention for sure. Sure.
So people hear me talk out loud a lot, right?
Okay.
So, and I would say I have the best conversations with me, myself, and I.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking to myself in the present.
Okay.
The I am of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And my higher self.
Right.
I mean, what best conversations can you get mm-hmm. like that?
What would you suggest to the people out there that want to start this today? What would be the first thing you would ask them to do?
Well, one, I'd tell them to meditate,
mm-hmm.
even if it's for 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
But first of all, take 5 deep breaths.
Okay.
So bring in the golden particles from source.
Okay.
Into the crown chakra
mm-hmm.
and bring it all down into your lungs and do that 5 times and blow out. There you go.
Ah, that's one.
Yeah. So when you do 5 of them,
right,
you're able to have the prana inside of you
mm-hmm.
and the golden particles and mm-hmm. you're breathing in. And so you calm down. It slows down your whole metabolism.
Right.
That's one way.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you can only meditate for a minute, you know,
mm-hmm.
to 2 minutes,
mm-hmm.
you've already connected.
Right. Right.
And so during that time, when you're meditating like that, you're connecting in with your higher self.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like explaining it to people that haven't meditated, that it's kind of like, or grounding,
right.
you know. It's kind of like the old rotor phones, you know, the...
The dial phone?
Yeah, start dialing the number. You know, it's kind of like dialing a number and waiting patiently for that other person on the other line to pick up. And it's a feeling
right.
that you get. And then you're like, okay, that's it. That's the feeling. So make the phone call.
Right. So if we're making that phone call to mm-hmm. our higher self,
mm-hmm.
our higher self will connect in immediately.
For sure. Yep. Mm-hmm.
As long as you're doing it in a love state.
Right. Right.
And if you're not doing love state, the higher self will not connect in.
Plus, you have to have some belief that you do have a higher self that is trying to help you on your journey.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So that's one thing, and that's really true. So
because we have ignored it for so long.
Right.
Sometimes it's harder to, at first.
Mm-hmm.
But it eventually, you know, you'll start hearing some of the answers to your questions.
Right. And so sometimes people think, oh, that's my own voice just talking back to me.
I did at first.
But if it's your higher self, is it going to sound like you?
Yes, it can.
Yes, it can.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is one thing.
Yeah.
And it was just like, you know, they need to know they can connect into the higher self.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really important that you're connected the whole time.
Yes.
You know, I try to stay connected to my higher self all the time.
Yes. Well, I have made a new journey on my path of listening to my higher self always.
Good.
You know, even at the grocery store, you know, picking an orange or an apple, which one are you going to eat? I listen. Oh, eat the orange. Okay. It must be what I need for my body.
Right.
My higher self knows more.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's just like with you, you've known
mm-hmm.
that needed to be on higher vibrational eating habits, right?
Right.
And so I talked
to... And what is a higher vibrational eating habit?
Well, stay away from preservatives.
So eating more...
So cream. I'm eating like... So a friend of mine is a nutritionist. She's going to be on the show here.
Mm-hmm.
She told me to have like 2 eggs in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're not a morning person, so around 11, right?
Right.
And put some spinach in it or some, you know, kale or whatever you want to put in it, right? And then put some mushrooms and some vegetables in it, whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I did this all for a day. So mm-hmm. I did that, and it was really filling.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, no, it can't be that, right? So I got really good eggs, really good tuna fish and salmon and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I did follow it for a day. So I thought, yesterday, I did the same thing. And then I was too lazy to cook.
Mm-hmm.
So my husband, I sent him out to go get something from Taco Time.
Oh, no.
I woke up so sick this morning. I was like, oh, no. It taught me that lesson. I can't even eat something of chicken for Taco Time.
Right.
So I'm not trying to diss Taco Time. I'm just saying this is what happened with me.
Right.
No, or anybody. So it's just like, I need to follow the higher vibration.
Mm-hmm.
So my husband and I were talking about it. He says he's tired all the time. I said, maybe you need to be doing the same thing I'm doing.
Right.
You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But you know what we forgot to do? Say hi to Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Hey, good afternoon, ladies. Great to see you.
You too. Nice. Have to you, see good, you had too. A good week?
Yeah, it's had its ups and downs, but not too bad. I'm excited to vote today, so that's always a good thing.
True. How's the move going?
Oh, the move is done. Now it's a matter of fixing up the old house. So that's the ups, or that's the downs, I guess.
Right.
Everything's so expensive to do these days.
It really is. It is.
Trying to get bids on painting, trying to get bids on cleaning, all that stuff. It's like, wow. I think I went into the wrong business. I should have gone into house care because apparently that's where all the money is.
And you know what it is, especially with the buyer's market right now?
Yeah.
It really is.
I think
is.
That's driving everything up.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm glad that you've had a great week. I'm glad that you're here today with us.
Thank you.
So
I'm glad that our air conditioning's fixed. So we're not all sweltering like we were last week.
Yep. That's true. So let's take a small commercial break.
You bet.
And we'll be right back.
Join us.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Silver Guy Hour. So, we're going to talk with Diane.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're fine.
Hey,
so,
go ahead.
Oh, we're both so excited to talk to her.
Hey. You had said something interesting during the break about, can you repeat what you said?
Yeah, I was talking about how I know when I connect with my higher self, it is that automatic knowing. Mm-hmm. It's like you're not in your brain, you're not in your thoughts, you're not in your emotions. It's just, you know, it's time. It's, you know that it is the orange. You know that whatever your next move, you know, and you it's a confidence that you have as well, because it's just all part of you.
Right. I know. Yeah. The one thing is, when I did a seminar at the Love and Light community when I was up there, and they have magic that I am a messenger for, I want to say it that way.
Mm-hmm.
He said to love our ego.
Yeah.
And when I loved my ego, it made it even easier.
Well, the ego is part of us. Right. And, you know, you have to love every part of who you are. Right. And that's including the ego.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, the ego is very important, you know, stops us from jumping off buildings.
Right.
But it also can be very mean.
Right. But is it a form of duality?
It's interesting. Years ago, I had this teacher that said, you know, you have like the mind and the high, or your heart and your higher self are like the mother and the father,
mm-hmm.
and they're in the driver's seat. And then you have your emotions and your thought pattern, and those are the children in the back seat. So who do you really want driving?
Right.
You know, who do you want to be in control?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, yes, you need their opinions. I mean, of course, especially if you're going to Disneyland, you want your kids' opinion, but do you really want them to decide which track or which freeway you take? You know,
it's right.
Right.
So, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
I have to remember that one.
That's pretty good. I thought it was pretty good. I've been using it for years.
Wow. The higher self does not say negative things.
No.
So, you know, it's the ego that is saying negative things. Mm-hmm. You know, when you come up with a great idea and how your body feels like, oh, yeah, let's do this. And then 5 minutes later you're going, but this could happen.
Right.
And then you just take that idea and don't do anything with it.
Yeah.
And that's what your higher self is telling you when you have these great ideas that make you happy, that's what you're supposed to be pursuing on your path. Mm-hmm. Your ego is the one that says, no, you can't, and stops you from doing these things.
Well, yeah. And, you know, for a long time, I kept saying, get the ego out of the body, right?
Right, right.
I don't say that no more.
Yeah.
Once I loved my ego,
mm-hmm.
I'm able to conform to what needs to be done and how mm-hmm. it needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And you can train your ego also.
Well, you have to in the beginning
mm-hmm.
when ego has ruled over you for so long.
Right.
Yeah, you have to retrain yourself.
It's even thought patterns.
Mm-hmm.
I have to look this way, or I have to act this way,
mm-hmm.
or I'm not accepted.
Mm.
You know, and sometimes the ego can help you do that, right?
Right.
Okay. And there's no way. I'm going to be accepted for who I am mm-hmm. and why I'm here and mm-hmm. doing this journey with mm-hmm. lots of laughter and having fun.
Yeah.
I mean, like I told you before, we can cry and do a journey, or we can have fun and laughter and love.
Correct.
So, you know, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to talk about Diane's spiritual journey she's on right now.
Okay.
My wild.
Hold on, folks. You want to stay. You want to
listen
for this.
As everybody knows, it's kind of a controversial show that I do. And that we're all, you know, Stephanie and I do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so some people are going to not understand why we're bringing this up. But we're going to go ahead and bring this up. And hopefully they will get some understanding knowing that they're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to tell us a little bit about what's happened?
So I have been married to a man for 17 years. And they transitioned to be my wife in the last 6 to 8 months. That's when she started her journey.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, my daughter became my son. And that actually made me really understand what transgender was and what it meant to be transgender, and mm-hmm. how it also, why all of a sudden all of these children were becoming, like, Children's Hospital even has a clinic that helps with children, adolescents that are going through this transition and becoming or they are transgender, but they are going through their transition. But the one thing that I really want to stress, it's not about these kids and then one day they decide that male or female.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my son, from the very beginning, he always was a boy. He acted like a boy. He wanted to dress like a boy. As soon as he could make his choice of what clothes to wear, I'd get all these hand-me-downs from boys and girls, and he'd pick out all the boy clothes, the, you know, dinosaurs, and I just chalked it off to him being a tomboy. And then, in fact, he would get upset if we called him a girl. And I finally had to say, and he would be, I'm a boy, I'm a boy. And I'm like, no, you're a tomboy. And so he was okay with that.
Uh-huh.
But when he hit adolescence, that's when it became a real big problem, because he started getting boobs and he had his period, and that stuff boys don't do.
Right.
I mean, even when he was younger, I'd catch him twice. I caught him a few times standing up to go to the bathroom. And, you know, I'd be like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm peeing. You know? And I was like, okay, well, if you're not going to, you know, if you're going to do this, then you need to clean up after yourself, you know, because he would make a mess. But anyway, it was just really interesting. As I look back on his childhood, he always was a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
And. Right. So when puberty hit, it became where he started becoming suicidal.
Oh, wow.
And he was getting really depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like I lost my little kid. I didn't know. And at first I was like, well, that's typical teenagers. They go through their thing. But I would notice on his papers he would start writing this boy's name. And I was all like, okay, what is he doing? And all of a sudden, fears came over to me. Like, I thought that, oh, he's trying to be someone else that he's not really, is. And I just had all these fears that came up. But now I look back, I've actually helped support through his process. We've gone through,
Good. We
have a therapist, mm-hmm. and he has a wonderful doctor that helps him with the testosterone. And he's a completely different kid. He's happy. He's outgoing, which he was never outgoing before.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's interesting to see the transition that he's going through. And
right. So I want to interject here, because there's two things here. On the spiritual aspect of it, he carries probably more male energy.
Yeah.
And then on the medical side, on the chromosomes of male and female, he may have more chromosomes of a male.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two different things there that people need to look at
before
making any judgments, because that's one thing I've noticed, there's a lot of judgment.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like in the womb, we're first females.
Right.
And it's not until 3 months we get shot with hormones that determine our gender. And then at 6 months, we get the fetus gets another shot of hormones that determines identity.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, majority of the time, they match, right? But mm-hmm. just like anything else in nature, they don't always.
Right.
And it's not a bad thing, and that's why we need to get out of this whole black and white, you know, male, female, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
those ideas.
Right. No, I understand that. So, so your son is doing well.
Yes.
And thriving.
Yes, he's doing really wonderful.
And how old is he again?
15.
15.
Oh. Yeah.
So he really knows who he is.
Yeah, and he's been on hormones since January.
Uh-huh.
So, and it's been amazing because he's getting stronger and more muscular and stuff. And like he helped me move the other day, and he's like throwing things around. Like he's like, I can't believe how strong I am. So cute.
Wow. We're gonna kind of shift here a little bit.
Okay.
How about talking about your husband?
So, of course, that one's a little bit different because it's not something I always was around. In fact, with the older generation, I always knew that there was something from his childhood that he wasn't always being honest with me about.
Mm-hmm.
But I never could pinpoint that. I know that there was certain things, characteristics, like when we first got together, you know, like... He liked, you know, romantic comedies and stuff like that. And I just mm-hmm. thought he was a sensitive guy. So I never really talked, you know, I don't know whether I was.
You didn't chalk it
right.
up to nothing
exactly.
or anything good.
Right. And then, in fact, it kind of blew my mind when he came out to me.
Well, how long? Wait. He came out to you?
Yeah, he came out. It wasn't until after Josh came out, my son.
Right.
He came out a couple of months later.
So how long ago was that?
Last May.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And then he had a really hard time because there's not a lot of support out there. You have to go to certain clinics, and especially uh-huh. if you don't have the right insurance, it can be
right.
kind of challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And so he didn't get an appointment until like December to even go and see someone. And then I just... I encouraged him to go to a therapist because I was all like, look, if, I was like, you need to see someone and talk to someone that's not me. Because I have no idea what you're going through and I can't support you in the way you want me to.
Well, and that's something I want to bring up because, I mean, so your son changed. Your husband changed.
Yeah.
And where I want to find out is where did you fit in his spiritual journey?
So it forced me to transition. It forced me to also speak in my or stand in my truth.
Good.
Because you realize that at some point, everything in your life that you once thought is not real. And it's like, I think that's a lot of what we go through in life. We have these belief systems that we were brought up with in this world, that we learned from our parents and their parents and so forth. And then someday something happens where all of a sudden those belief systems just kind of unravel and they're not there anymore. And you're like, oh, crap, what happened? So, yeah. So but it's been on the positive side. It's allowed me to grow into the person that I really, truly want to be and who I am. Yeah, it's been amazing. It's not been easy.
I was just going to ask you about that.
Okay. not in any means easy, but most of that is because I'm really having to be honest with myself. And I find that a lot of us don't want to be honest with ourselves.
Right. And you know, when you're honest with yourself, it's so easy to get the answers in.
When you're speaking your truth and be, you know, definitely honest with yourself, it definitely shows you definitely get the answers. Because you're leaving room for the answers to come.
So I know with you that there are some problems with the marriage. And you are no longer with your husband. And our wife, however you want to say it. I'm sorry. You know, it's just kind of, I'm trying to figure this out. And, you know, it's something new to me, too. So I'm not going to say, you know, but I have no judgment. You know, I want you to know that. And so now that you're no longer with her, what are you doing for yourself?
So I am basically reclaiming myself because I felt that I was trying so hard to make this person happy, not realizing that I couldn't do anything to make her happy because she needed to transition. She had this whole transition stuff that went on that I had no idea about. And so I absorbed a lot of that trying to make someone else happy. And I realized I was making myself miserable in the process. And so right now, that's what I'm doing is making myself happy. I am realizing, you know, what my goals in life were. I mean, I've always been going for them, but now I feel like I have freedom. Like I don't have something holding me back, making me feel like, oh, because they're, you know, they're stuck, that I have to be stuck with them. And it's not to say anything bad about my wife. I mean, she was just going through what she's going through. And, you know, she has a long history of why, and that's fine. But I realized that I was taking it on as my own.
So you were owning her problems.
I was owning her problems. And, and, you know, it's all like that's kind of part of our journeys, right? And, and our belief systems. I didn't realize that, you know, I wasn't supposed to. I especially because I'm a caregiver, I'm a massage therapist, I'm an energy healer, so I'm constantly taking care of people. And that's what I thought I was doing. But it's different to separate yourself from your clients versus your family. Your clients, they go out the door, they go home. You know? Unfortunately, you go home to your family.
So one question I have for you is how much support did you have from the metaphysical community here?
Well, I really didn't get much support from anyone besides, wow, you're so strong for going through what you're going through. But it's almost like nobody really knows what to say or how to handle it.
So as an energy healer and worker, you have to separate yourself from him. Excuse me, your wife, right? You have to separate that. And so when you're trying to work with other energy people, you know, psychics, you know, mediums, whatever, did they ever give you advice like this is not your journey?
I probably heard that a lot of times. The thing was, because my son was also transitioning as well, I wanted to make sure that I was leaving for the right reasons and
right.
also getting as much growth out of it mm-hmm. as I could, because I think with any sort of relationship, there's something to learn from.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really had to find out why was I in this relationship and why was I having such a hard time leaving?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And if I did want to leave, what was those reasons? Are they really, you know, because the marriage is not, you know, it's not working out anymore?
Right.
Or is it because I have a bunch of fear? I don't want to leave a relationship of any sort because of fear.
Mm-hmm,
I believe fear can be a great stepping stone. I think it's good to like have those fears so that we don't run, you know, that marathon and run off the cliff.
Yeah, but that's where I want to stop you right there. But fear can also stop you from going on to other things.
Right.
So it's not mm-hmm. always good to have that fear.
Right. And mm-hmm. that's the whole thing.
No.
Like I wanted to make sure that I wasn't running away because of the fear, but I was using that fear as a way to better myself. Do you know
wow.
what I mean by that?
See, so, and I'm totally opposite with that. I don't own fear, and I don't own anybody else's fear.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're owning fear, you know, how does that help you, though? That's what I'm trying to understand.
I'm not owning anybody else's fear.
No, yours.
I'm just acknowledging my fear and seeing, okay, is this something I can learn from? Is this something that I really need to be afraid of?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, a lot of people have a lot of fear towards transgender people because they don't know.
No.
Right.
And I agree with that.
I totally agree with that. There's no reason to have that
right.
fear toward them.
There's a lot. Yeah. If you think about fear, it's a lot of we have those fears because of the unknown. And I knew that I had a lot of fear of the unknown, and I wanted to make sure that I wasn't running away from a relationship because 17 years is a really long time.
So how you just said that makes total sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that was the one thing that I really wanted to get out because it was just like, sorry, I'm just kind of pulling that out of you.
No, that's perfect. That's fine.
Because I don't see that fear in you.
Right.
Mm-mm.
You know, and it's like, wait a minute, how did you end up with that fear? You know,
right.
but the one thing that... kind of upsets me is in the metaphysical community that they didn't give you the support you needed.
Right.
And you run the Love and Light community and you do amazing things in Lynnwood. And it's like, where were all the people that you've helped?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's really interesting now that I've left and I ended up slicing my hand open with
right.
10 stitches. It's like, it's amazing on how much support I've got. But yeah, it's after the fact. It definitely
is
after the fact. So, but that could be right there. You know, I mean, again, we can't control anybody. I mean, there was tons of times where I tried to tell my wife that she needed to get help, but mm-hmm. she wasn't ready. She wasn't ready until last
year. So you took it on yourself to move forward with your son and move and go forward.
Right.
I just have to congratulate you.
Yes.
Because I don't think I could have handled it as long as you did.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. And you know, it's like I left a couple, four times. So but this time was, it's been, it goes to the higher self.
I
also think I was more worried about my thought pattern and my emotions. And that's where when we were talking about the higher self,
mm-hmm.
I'm all like, that's where I'm standing right now. I'm standing connected 100% with my higher self. And so instead of allowing my thoughts to overtake everything or my emotions, I just go straight to my higher self and say, okay. You know, what do I truly want? What is my goal in life? Is this really helping me? No.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we need to move on.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And so now that you've moved and you're working on all this now and processing everything,
mm-hmm.
is it becoming easier for you?
Yes, believe it or not. And, you know, and it's interesting because even as I say that, I'm all like, wow, there is a twinge of guilt on that one.
Mm-hmm.
But... you know, it's part of the process as well, right?
Well, when guilt
is
just
grief.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, you have to grieve.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a loss.
Yeah.
It's the end of a contract that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you lose that contract, you need to grieve.
Right. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. You know, even for my first marriage, I had to grieve.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I went on to My husband was a screwed up nose. Yeah. poor guy. He won't lift a dog on the bed again. Okay. So anyway, but, you know, I got to throw some humor in there once in a while.
Of course.
Yeah. But anyway, but being connected to the higher self, you're able to handle things and go on with your son. And I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
But I wish there would be more people like you that would come out as the spouse and saying, hey, I need help. And that other people in the community would say, here we are.
And it's interesting because transgender people have been around for eons. Okay?
Right.
I mean, they used to, especially in Native American culture, the two spirits. You know, it's about balance. And if you think about even the energy right now, that's where we're going, and it is into balance, right? So it's balancing that male and female energy. No more, you know, no more of one-sidedness. And it's really interesting that a lot of people like Caitlyn Jenner and I Am Jazz, all these shows that are coming out about transgender, is coming out because of that. It's helping that energy balance itself out.
So people gain more knowledge.
Right.
Because it needs to be out there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And where you're pro on that, I'm pro on making sure that you have the support you need. So we're at Silver Guy, we are available for you, Diane.
Nice. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. And so you can call us anytime.
Nice.
You know, we can meet or whatever. And anybody else that's going through this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, so is there a number they can contact you on if somebody wants to talk to you personally about this?
Yeah. My phone number is 425-971-7878. I'm also, you can connect with me at Diane@healingenergymassage.org. That's the name of my business, and you can email me through there as well. I also have Facebook pages too that, you know, you can contact me through there. I know.
So they can contact you through the Love and Light community in Little Washington along with Diane Garris.
Yes.
So can you say that number one more time a little bit slower?
425-971-7878.
Great. Mm-hmm. I'm just amazed with you.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I had somebody that wrote on my Facebook that I was sending it out, you were going to be here. And she says, she's a goddess.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going, well, if one goddess to another, yes, she is.
Thank you.
You know,
and,
so.
And thank you for sharing your story, for sure, for the other people that may be going through the same thing.
Yeah. You know, it's really interesting when you have a relationship and someone transitions, and you know it's part of because of that fear system that we've been kind of ingrained with, you know. So I'm really proud of my wife for her courage for coming out, and same with my son.
Oh, absolutely.
And the one thing that's amazing with my son is the community has been so supportive. I mean, it's just amazing. His high school was like, well, how can we accommodate? How can we take? He even tried out for boys soccer this year, you know? And to me, that's wonderful too, because it's like, oh, because the younger generation needs that support, right? And they need that unconditional love, especially from schools and the people that are kind of guiding them, right?
Right.
So,
right.
And I think that's actually kind of my husband or my wife's frustration, is because she's a little jealous from that, because she never got it when she was little.
She had to hang on to it in herself because there was so much judging out there.
Right.
So how old is she now?
She's 43. And,
oh, okay.
And it's interesting because, like, even she's come out to her mom, and her mom's being really supportive. And
good.
I think that actually threw me for the biggest loop was when her mom was like, oh, this kind of makes sense, you know? And I'm all like, what? Like, I'm all like, am I really that naive? Did I? I'm all like, where was I the last 17 years? 16 years?
You know? Right?
So if it made sense to her, and she must have noticed things as him as a child.
Well, I think she shocked it off that he was going to be gay. And so, because he was just really feminine, and he really loved, like, he had a baby doll that he always carried around, and, you know, he like, he had really narrow feet, and his wife, or his mom, would take him into the girls' section because of the narrow feet, and he'd pick out these, like, yellow and pink shoes, and she's like, no, you gotta take the black ones. So, you know, there's little things like that, and, but, you know, it's like, they moved in with their grandfather, who, took him behind the shed and threatened, hey, if you're going to be a sissy boy, we're going to shoot you now.
Oh, my.
And
oh,
that's
wow.
7 years old. Wow. It's a,
what
like,
a traumatic thing right. that makes you lose your innocence.
Right. Right, exactly. And then, you know, and then being abused, it's just, yeah, I can totally understand why he mm-hmm. held back.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, you know, as being intuitive as I am, I knew that there was something that he just wasn't dealing with. But
right.
I didn't realize it was this.
Right. So right. the other thing is, what really made you decide to leave?
He had a lot of anger, and he mm-hmm. was he was in a lot of denial. And it's interesting because now I as I moved out, he's calling me up saying, you wouldn't believe it. I went grocery shopping and I'm cooking for myself. And, you know, I just want to poke his eyes out because I'm all like, really? You couldn't do this the last 16 years, but whatever. I'm, mm-hmm. I know I was a mom. I mm-hmm. treated him, you know, I was trying to coddle him. I had behaviors that I,
had to.
Yeah, I enabled him.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so now that I'm out of the picture, I think both of us can heal.
Exactly.
And yeah. I, mm-hmm. I think that's just wonderful.
So he's understanding why you had to leave then.
Yes. Okay. And okay. he's actually right now, he's actually doing really good. He's like, this could have been the best thing. He's like, I know I wasn't like that before, but right. I really think this was the best.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Yeah.
Well, it was brave for him.
Yeah.
It's a brave.
Yeah. It is. And it is, especially when I'm calling him out on stuff and right. I've had to, because he's now, I mean, now that I'm out of the picture, right? It's mm-hmm. like he can't use his anger against me and have me in this fearful place. Because right. now I'm all like, you can't touch me.
Right,
you know?
Right, right.
Not
right.
that he abused me, but I mean, like you emotionally,
exactly.
you know. And so it's allowing both of us to, me for really to stand in my own power and my own truth.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's giving him an opportunity to start growing.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad
and
to hear
stand
that.
In his truth.
Yeah.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
And this is going to be an experience for
yeah.
him.
And,
but it's going to be enlightening.
Well, it was really cool because he called me up. He goes, Diane, he goes, I spent the whole day and everybody gendered me correctly, like as a she. And
uh-huh.
so, and that was the first day in a really long, aww. Well, ever, I
right.
think,
right.
that happened.
Right.
And,
wow.
you know, and he's out at work now, or mm-hmm. she is out at work now. And so, you know, I definitely see. I'm excited for him and
yes.
his, you know, that
journey.
Because that's all I've ever wanted was him
right.
to be happy. I wanted us to both be happy.
Uh-huh. Right. So you're mm-hmm. left on really good terms and you guys are staying friends.
Yeah.
And so you have a relationship with your son
mm-hmm.
and he has
mm-hmm.
a relationship with him also.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, and that's what you want, you know.
Yeah.
And the one thing is, you know, you have the Love and Light community. Have you ever thought about starting maybe a support group for other women or men like you?
Yes, I actually have, like, I've put it out there, but I was going through so much in the last six
right.
months
right.
that, you know, the Love and Light community, that meetup page has kind of been on hiatus a little bit, but
right.
but yeah,
there's time you have
to,
but there's time you have to take care of yourself. So we understand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I'm like super excited to get back into doing this and
mm-hmm.
also having those monthly meetings and doing different things with the Love and Light community.
Right.
Which is all about bridging that gap and
right.
Helping each other expand and that with that unconditional love.
And that's what's mm-hmm. important about this whole subject mm-hmm. is you kept the unconditional love for him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You followed your own path.
Yes.
And now you're following a new one.
Yeah.
You know, you have a new contract going
mm-hmm.
on.
Yay.
And, you know, we all change our contracts. We
mm-hmm.
all change, like we talked about astrology charts. They can change every day,
mm-hmm.
every
mm-hmm.
minute. Something can change. They're not all perfect. Right.
right.
And if we decide we're going to cancel the contract.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or do whatever we're going to do. And so, but what you have brought today has been enlightenment
yes.
and laughter at the same time. And that is one thing that's what we're about at Silver Guy, is that we bring in laughter and enlightenment and joy and happiness while people are going through really tough times.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And you're not alone.
No.
You are
mm-hmm.
not alone.
Mm-hmm. No, you're not.
Mm-hmm. The best thing I love to tell people is like, because like I have a lot of clients that's been with me for years, and they'll be like, "So how's your daughter doing?" And I'll be like, "Oh well, my daughter's now my son," and they're like, "They're like, oh, how's your husband taking that?" And I'm all like,
wife.
"Well, you know,
now
she's
now
my wife."
You do have a unique story.
Yeah, it is unique.
Yeah.
Yes, but you ran across somebody.
I did. This weekend, I was having drinks with an old friend, and he had told me that someone was going through the same thing.
Oh,
yeah. Yes. Yes. So yeah. I know... We know you're out there.
Yeah.
You don't have to hide.
Yeah. No.
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah,
no.
And it's
so many people want to keep it quiet.
Right.
That's the one thing I want to talk about.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm the last person to keep something quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you two know me really well. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't have to stay quiet.
No.
And those that hold judgment against other people are wrong.
Right. Yeah. They need to start looking at themselves. Why are they holding judgment?
Right.
Why does it scare you? Because you're holding judgment right. for it. It well, must be scary for you.
Well, and the other thing is, are they a mirror for you? Are they mirroring something in you mm-hmm. that you're not understanding?
Right.
Right. And that's the big thing. And that's, I mean, especially with this whole idea behind having to have a gender, like right. female or female.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, what about the intersex kids or the kids that were born with both organs?
Right, right,
you
right.
know, and it's like nobody ever talks about them. And mm-hmm. it's like, well, they don't fit in either male or female. And what's sad is like, you know, sometimes they are like their parents choose for them and raise
and they need,
them.
See, and I disagree with that. I mean, what you're saying is true.
Right.
But I think that they need to wait till they're older, have a chromosome test done, see where the child is led. Mm-hmm. Now, if it picks more male energy, more female energy, and then decide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a gentleman who's actually trying to get some laws passed because
Good.
They still perform surgeries to this day on gender
wow.
decision. And so that's so sad. And this particular person, they had they were raised as a boy their whole entire life. They went into the military, and it wasn't mm-hmm. until they had an accident in the military and had a scan done, and they found out they had a uterus.
Oh, wow.
And he was livid because
right.
his, you know,
family
and can
never
you imagine?
Told him.
Yeah. And imagine, you know, especially when you're in a masculine role, you,
right?
people have pressures on you, right? And that's where that whole gender thing mm-hmm. goes. It's like there's so much pressure on that particular gender.
Right.
I mean, we're now getting out of that, like, you know, Target's like taking away the different colors and putting all colors, you know, that kind of thing.
And the bathrooms.
Right,
in
the bathrooms. So mm-hmm. there are change, but it's like there's also so much fear surrounding
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's wow. interesting.
And it's sad because, you know, it's okay to be a female truck driver.
Yeah.
But what's wrong with being a...
Well, and see, that's also another thing. It is so much easier. Okay, so this is the one thing I want people to understand out here.
Mm-hmm.
If a female transitions to male, I guarantee you when they're done, you will not know
right,
that they
right,
are
right.
a transgender.
Right.
Okay? It is a little bit difficult for the a male to go to female because they can't get rid of that testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a like that testosterone, the permanent effects from the testosterone is permanent. And that's the same with like my son. Okay. When we had to sign a huge waiver of all the things that were going to be permanent, like his voice changing and, you know, his tall, there was tall things happening with him getting taller.
His growth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And stuff that happens, you know, to the private area.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Those things will be permanent. And if he decides, but it's interesting, if he decides to stop the testosterone, he can still have a baby.
Wow.
So, you know, it's very complex. It's not just as cut and dry. And so it's really frustrating when people are just being all narrow-minded about
right.
it.
Right. Well, they're right. thinking, oh, he just didn't like it this way, so he's just trying this.
Yeah, and it's not a man. It's not a man dressed in drag. That's
right.
not it.
Right. No.
It's right. a whole entire feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The things we have to unlearn from the things they taught us.
Exactly.
And one of them is acceptance.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, and that's really true. So the one thing is... you know, I send your wife and your son lots of love and light to them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that they realize that and let them know
mm-hmm.
that we realize that they all need support.
Right.
And you know what's really funny is the kids are being more accepting than the adults.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's in fact, my son, he's all like, oh, I think the whole school is bi. Like, you know, like, you know, like, and this is for high school.
She just said it how it is.
Right?
Speaking the truth, no. That's what we're about.
Right.
So.
Well, can I ask you one question that people may have concern of. It is the gender bathrooms, the male, mm-hmm. female, and then how they switched it that they can use both. Is right. that it?
It's whatever you feel that you represent. Uh-huh. So if you're presenting male, mm-hmm. then you can go into the male and okay. female. Mm-hmm.
I've heard a lot on the news that people are not happy with this.
Right.
Yeah, but the thing is that it goes like, oh, well, they're going to be rape in the bathroom. It's all like, okay, if there was rape in the bathroom before, it's not going to change just because you allow transgenders
right.
into the
right,
bathroom.
Right, 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 right.
I mean, it's like there's pedophiles out there and they're right. not transgender. In right. fact, that's what is even worse is that most of the pedophiles have nothing to do with that. You
right,
know?
Right, right.
And they're not even gay or bi or whatever. Right.
There's
you know?
Just some really, you know, strange people out there sometimes.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
So, I want to get to a couple more things here.
Yes.
So.
Being present.
Being present is so important.
Yes.
That we stay present in the moment.
Yes. Do not live in your past because you cannot change it.
Right. Right.
Do not live in the future. Because it hasn't happened yet. It can change at any minute.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, but the whole thing is what if the past comes up and you realize, wait a minute.
There's something you need to deal with?
Yeah.
Yeah. And deal with it.
And we bring in this lifetime, we brought all the past stuff forward to heal.
Right.
So we can move on.
Right.
And that's why we're raising the spiritual vibration so high right
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's, you know, going through this right now.
Right.
And so, like, there's a big war happening in the universe right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to talk about this today.
Yeah.
And next week I'll talk about the Elvis, I promise.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we were
going to talk about that. And then we have Diane here today,
yes.
and this is real important.
With a great message.
Right, it was real important. So anyway, so this war that's happening in the universe right now is actually going to end next year sometime.
Good.
And it's like the final battle mm-hmm. we're in, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, but there are going to be other battles, but this is a big, huge one happening because it was a beginning year and ending year.
Uh-huh.
You know? And so, I mean, ending and beginning.
Right.
You know, sorry,
right.
I had that backwards.
Uh-huh.
I got so excited with you being here, Diane. I'm so glad. But anyway, so the thing is why we're doing our journey.
Yes.
And what the battle that's going on, and there's people that are leaving the planet that can handle the vibration we're raising to, and there's people that are handling it just fine.
Mm-hmm.
And the new children that are being born, the rainbow children, crystal children, indigo right. children, mm-hmm. they're all holding that vibration mm-hmm. even as a baby.
What is the goal for this to
the
happen?
Goal?
Everybody waking up.
Everybody waking up.
So in your...
And then eventually, and I don't know what lifetime it will be.
Right.
Eventually, with everyone woken up, heaven and earth together as one.
Okay.
That's why I like... the tattoo on my arm, as above, so below.
Right.
No, it's right. really important that mm-hmm. people know that.
Mm-hmm.
So the one thing I do want to tell people is that while you're doing this journey, hold the love in your heart and keep laughing.
I got to keep laughing.
I mean, look at you, Diane. You're laughing through it. The best medicine is right.
It is laughter.
But you're holding... that love, that unconditional love from Source and the Mother Goddess Gaia.
For self. Mm-hmm. For yourself.
Right.
Well, it doesn't do any good to hang on to that hate or, you know, be pissed off, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So the best way you can do is like...
Well, I like to say you spend just as much energy on the love mm-hmm. that you do on the bad.
Right.
So if you're going to choose to put your energy anywhere, choose the light of the love because it will help you get through the madness.
Right. Right. So. Well, we're having an interesting show today. This was kind of fun,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
We talked about things that need to be talked about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
for sure.
I just want people to realize that they can reach out to you and talk to you.
Yeah. I love talking about this, especially, I mean, even if you have questions, because, and you're concerned and you, even if you are just worried about it, I like to educate people about it.
Right.
Mm hmm. Yeah.
Just like us. We like to educate people.
Well, the more informed everybody is, the quicker we can get through this.
Right.
And the rest of our human brothers and sisters can heal. And
yeah, because I get a lot of people who have a lot of fear of me helping my son transition
mm-hmm.
because of his age. But, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, you're doing a great job. We only have a few minutes left. And so I just want to thank you for being
here
today.
Thank you.
yeah. and helping us and to understand.
Yeah, thank you, for having me.
And,
yeah.
Oh, you're welcome. And it's been really joy because I want people not to fear these children, these adults.
Right. Can you give your number again?
425-971-7878.
Great. Yeah,
thank you, Diane.
And we are so thankful for the listeners. Yes.
Thank you for joining us.
It's been a great day.
Yeah, it has.
Been a great day. I mean, it's just so many things that we need to talk about, and every week is something new. So guess who we have on the show next week?
Who do we have?
Terry Strauss, medium.
Oh, nice. Oh, that'll be fun, too.
I know. She's coming in next week,
mm-hmm.
and she's going to be talking about some of the things that she's gone through on her spiritual path and what we're doing, and... You know, she's the one that brought my father through.
Oh.
That she was on the phone with on the first show.
Okay.
And she's going to be here, and who knows what she's going to come out with. She's got some more energy than I do.
Uh-huh.
And she's blunder than I am.
Oh, yay.
So what do you think, Eric? How are you doing over there?
Doing great. Loving the conversation.
Are you? Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the one thing is I want everybody to know that Silver Guy is here to enlighten you.
Yes.
To have a safe place to come to. And go to our website, and we changed our web address, by the way. So it's www.silvergaia.net, and you can reach us there. You can call me and Stephanie at 253-230-0422, and we're available 24/7.
Oh, yeah, true. And if you have an interesting story that you might like to share with us, let us know.
Right.
Let us know.
You can always be a guest on our show.
Yes. All right.
All right. So here we go. And I want to thank everybody for joining us and have a great night and God's blessings.